program you're about to hear involves slack confidence with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, to a very special episode of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. And that's because for years now I've had a weird agenda. And you know, it's finally bearing its crazy fruit. Oh yes, whenever one of my fellow subgeniuses has shown some intriguing potential, I've given them the tap and taken them aside and asked them if they'd like to do an episode of the Funhouse. And you know, most of my victims... candidates. Well, thought I was just kidding, but no, I was totally serious when I asked them to make an hour of pure subgenius radio that would make Dobbs and Stang proud, and hey, I'd be damn glad to midwife their painful breech births right on the air here at WREK Atlanta, so they could realize their singular dreams of broadcasting their own weird trips into the unwitting brains of Atlanta's drunks who are going from one club to another. Because seekers, you know, that's always been my demographic. Which I guess kind of explains why the show's turned out the way it has. Seekers, this show, this is one for the ages. Reverend Louis Louis comes with an impressive radio pedigree, and it so happens that his radio dream was left dangling some 30 years ago. So tonight he's taking those loose ends and crafting them into a sensory experience rich in the kind of radio goodness that goes all the way to the roots of our freak culture. Oh, but enough from me. I'll let your new overlord introduce himself. Enjoy.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in
okay, Jeff, this is it. One duck, two hens, three squawking geese. Okay, I can do this.
So now let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
Hello, seekers. This is the Reverend Louie Louie. Welcome to this special edition of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. Yes, the luck plane recently tilted a bit in my direction when Susie the Floozy offered me an hour to try and fill her slot. Me, ha, tough task, I thought, and not for the squeamish. But I have some very old and personal leftover radio on-air baggage I need to get rid of. And this is my chance to finally take those leftovers out to the trash. And besides, Susie's slot is worth filling. And being a card-carrying subgenius, I like to try at least one thing every day that scares me. So tonight I give you the new, should-have-been-long-lost last episode of Norbal Dernquist.
An Indian's your friend.
Going down.
Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the stream, and that's important. We're back from the shadow again.
If you swing it in key, get your knees start to grumping, your heart start to jumping, it's a soulful tune. Go in and sing me your tune. Woke up this morning, not a word of my mind. I hadn't had a word, and I'm just so tired. So tired this evening. Listen to the music. Listen to the song. Got a soulful tune. Get your knees start to jumping. Your back start to jumping. jumping, your heart start to pumping, head start to pound, it's a soulful tune, it will make you dance.
But I'm sad to say it never made the grade. That was me, third guitar. I wonder where the others are.
Here, Pidgey, Pidgey, Pidgey. Here, Pidgey. Wow, look at the colors on that one. Oh, oh, it flew away.
Jane, hi, Anna. Hey, you move over. Leave enough room for an old man to sit down.
You see this place where the paint's dulled?
Huh?
This is where I sit. Huh? You can sit over there, you old freak.
Freak? Why, I oughta.
Come on, come on. Get it on.
Oh,
get it on.
Oh, yeah, I oughta. Ooh, my nose.
What?
No, it.
Why, it's Phil. Phil, huh? Phil, remember me?
No, I don't remember anything.
Phil, it's me, Jerry Garcia.
Captain Trips.
Right on.
Is it really you?
I just said right on, didn't I?
Oh, oh no, oh my, oh my heart, oh my heart,
what
my heart.
What can I do?
What is it? Oh, quick, reach inside my buckskin jacket. No, not that, idiot, that's my stash, the little bottle with the poppers. Oh,
Here they are.
Oh, thanks. I'm okay, phew, what a hit. Oh, here, want one?
Sure.
Phew.
Okay, let's talk about old times before it wears off.
Huh?
Hey, remember our old band, The Dreadful Great?
Huh? What? Was that what it was? Huh?
Well, it was something like that.
Hmm.
But those were the days anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at that blonde over there, playing with the swans.
Oh. Oh, I'm sure glad folks aren't so sexually uptight nowadays.
I guess so, but I can't see anything in swan fondling myself. Say, wanna smoke a number?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I don't know, though. You know, it's not the same since they made it legal.
True.
Oh, here, you need a match for that?
No, these new things, they light themselves.
They do?
You just strike them on the pavement.
Oh, far out.
You have to wait until the sulfur burns off them, though.
Oh.
Here you are.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, well, these are the ones with the opium in them.
They sure are heavy.
I'll never get out of this park.
Oh, that's all right. The comfort people will take you home.
Yeah, but it's so embarrassing. The free ice cream's getting me fat. And they make you go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, here come the pigeons again. God, how I hate them.
Oh, look at the colors on that one.
Beautiful.
Huh? Oops, it flew away.
Hey, what's this on my fruit boot? Ah, oh, that's why I hate them.
Hey, what's that sound? Oh, look out. Here comes the cocaine helicopter.
Again?
Oh, quick, let's hide under that tree. Oh, these kids today have no sense of proportion. That's Veerdoff.
Thank goodness.
These kids today have no sense of proportion.
You said that, didn't you?
I did.
Are you going to sit back down or are you going to hover over that bench forever?
Huh? Oh, far out. I thought I had sat down. You know, the mind is alert, but the body forgets.
That's right. What was it I was going to say? Oh, it's so righteous to see you again.
Righteous.
Oh, say, you remember those gigs we used to play up in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
Over in L.A., Seattle, Miami, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember calling home from Nebraska in the middle of the night, stoned on acid. I told my old lady, say something real.
Phew. Yeah, those were the days. I remember playing Love Light for 4 hours, but Big Brother never showed up.
Bastards. Say, whatever happened to old Housley, anyhow?
Oh, didn't you hear?
No.
After he got out of jail, he invented a new drug called MSG, something like that. And he glowed in the dark for 3 days.
Wow.
And they finally had to take him away for being an air traffic safety hazard.
Far out.
He was that high.
Uh-oh, better douse that, Jay. There's the heat.
Oh, but it's legal now, Phil.
I don't care. I never trusted them pigs. I'm too old to start now. Oh. Pig! He didn't hear me. He doesn't care. He's too stoned.
I'm tied on freaks!
He did hear
you. Oh, he did hear me. Oh,
let's get out of here.
Bad vibes.
He sprayed us with the LSD spray. I'll never get out of this park.
I'm so high. So high.
Look at that pigeon.
He must be 18 feet high.
I sold a guitar today. I never could play much anyway.
Except I never played guitar. Nope. But just like everyone else, in high school I was in the mandatory garage band, and I played bass. Or so I'm told. And even though we did record a hit single, that song never saw the light of day. Yes, fortunately for us, goons hunted us down, confiscated our tapes, and destroyed them before they could change the face of pop forever. Forced to sign an oath of silence, we will, nevertheless, always have our memories of the steam-powered suspenders and new cheese. Well, it was then that I moved to the other side of the glass and went into radio, on an extraordinarily high-powered FM station in Los Angeles. With gullible management, I helped create Norbel Dernquist's All-American Lizard Show. I was Norbel. I was well-liked. Nay, even popular. Some called me a star. But I was really a hero, and not just a regular hero. I was an all-American hero.
Yes, kids, it's time for the adventures of Norbel Dernquist, hero of the weak and oppressed, keeper of the faith and protector of the high. Join us as we follow Norbel through darkened alleys and winding roads, downtown and uptown, on the land and on the water. Norbel Dernquist, all-American hero. We join Norbel on a typical American Thursday at his home in Laurel Canyon as Norbel and his faithful assistant Haploid are intensely broadening their cultural foundations.
West Cole Him, a radical liberal, and the Christine Jorgensen of American politics. The Daily News, in its Sunday editions, reported that its straw poll has been remarkably inaccurate in predicting the outcome of elections. That's the news. See you at 8. Don't be late.
Hey, Norbel.
Huh?
We're out of potato chips. Let's go. How about some mandarin oranges? No, let's get some bananas and peanut butter and some chocolate pudding. No, wait a minute. Sardines and crackers and chocolate milk. Jeez, I'm famished.
Hmm.
Hey, turn on the radio.
K-E-I-K. Blowing your mind.
On the big spot, 1720, moving and grooving, jumping and jiving, slipping and sliding, gonna lay it on you, baby. Johnny Quick with a flick for the K-Dig hit pick. What a kick.
Wrong today, bad news came away. I woke up to find.
just a day. Feel my groove, I've got to say.
Well, here we are. How about some kid spaghetti or some cupcakes? Hi, Dave.
Howdy, boss. What can I do for y'all?
Wait a minute. Where's Marge?
Well, she's sick tonight, boss. I'm running the old cash box till she gets back.
Hey, Norval, what do you make of it? Well, take a look at his shoes. Did you notice one has a hole in the bottom and the other one doesn't? Sure, it all fits. Dave must have taken Marge up to the old Jenkins place, tied her up and gagged her, then hopped on one foot all the way back down to the road to put the frame on old one-leg Harry. Don't turn around. I think he's on to us.
Will Norval and his faithful assistant Hap Lloyd be able to save Marge and clear Harry? Does storekeeper Dave suspect anything? Is it 3 o'clock in Muncie, Indiana? Tune in again next week for the next exciting episode in the continuing adventures of Norval Dernquist, All-American Hero!
Look at me, I'm wonderful. Shibby-dibby-wah. I'm not a bit like you or you. I'm a super showbiz star. You all buy my records, so I'd like to say some little old cliche like that of Hi, everybody. Good evening. It's a privilege being back in your country.
2 minutes, Mr. Dobbs.
Hey, just a meditative second there. Sorry, Bob. While we sub-genie relish that kind of attention on our heads, not even you can do that on the radio. This is family programming. Vulnerable minds could be forever damaged, and Susie would probably never open her slot to me again. Susie, I do apologize for Bob's mischief. I mean, as much as anybody can, or would want to, for that matter. Ha! Turn your back on him for an instant and, well, you know what I'm saying, right? So, here, this is for all the kiddies that may not yet understand Bob's sense of humor.
Later, it's fun. Hippity hop.
paint. Bite the babysitter firmly on the knee.
Is this what you mean?
Daddy, daddy, mommy, kiss the mailman. Mommy, mommy, daddy smells like gin. I hope the snake is comfortable inside of grandma's pillowcase. It's time to wake up baby brother
with a safety pin.
Hippity-hop, how we love to play our games. Hoppity-hip, digging up the lawn.
I guess it's time to kick the dog and toddle to our trundle beds.
Got a lot of things to do at the break of dawn.
Does this bus go to the loop?
No, this bus goes BP.
Okay, so far so good. I'd forgotten how difficult it is to fill an hour with clever material, but this show is practically writing itself. Hell, I'm almost, wait a second. That can't be right. I've only got 20 minutes so far? But I've been working on this thing for 2 weeks already, and Susie does 60 minutes every week. Every week! And complicated minutes, too. She makes it sound like this kind of project should have been an easy cakewalk. Guess I really should have learned to dance. So, too soon for the second episode of Norble. Can you believe 2 years on the air and we only completed 3 episodes? They didn't get better either. In fact, the last one sounds like we phoned it in. You'll see. But no matter, I'm sure I've got something here that will, fit right in. I'm sure that, what? Bit dusty, but yow. I wish my Segway consultant Specs was here to see this, but yeah, I think this just might work.
Take my order?
Sir, my apologies. I'm ready to take your order now. What would you like to eat?
I'd like to have a number 9 meal with 3 extra tacos and 3 beef enchiladas and some of those gordita things and, that dog.
Now, you did say beef, sir.
Yes, I would like beef on my tacos. It's what you normally get on tacos.
You sure you want beef?
Yes, I'm sure I want beef.
Ain't got no beef at Taco Bell. Ain't got no beef. Ain't got no beef. Ain't got no beef.
It's time, once again, for the exciting adventures of all-American hero Norval Durnquist. Join us as we follow Norval in his pursuit of the criminal element throughout the length and breadth of the United States. From Watts to the White House, from Texas to Tokyo, Norval Durnquist, all-American hero! At the conclusion of our last exciting episode, Norval and his faithful assistant Haploid had ingeniously discovered that friendly neighborhood storekeeper Dave had viciously kidnapped head clerk Marge and taken her to the old Jenkins place. We join Norval and his faithful assistant Haploid in the market parking lot.
Gee, Norval.
Hmm?
Well, I was just thinking, if we're going to save Marge, we've got to get to the old Jenkins place pronto.
Hmm.
You know where it is, don't you, Norval?
Mm-mm.
Well, then we'd better stop at the gas station and ask where it is. One more thing, Norval.
Hmm?
We didn't go to the store in a car. We took the motorcycle.
Hmm.
Excuse me, do you happen to know where the old Jenkins place is?
Oh, Jenkins place. Let me see. Oh, sure. If you'll just simply drive up here about 9 miles till you come to a sign that says Freeway North. Get on the freeway and go just a little bit past Bakersfield till you see a sign that says Old Jenkins Place, 1/4 mile.
Thanks.
Hmm.
After 2 hours of intensive driving, Norval and Haploid arrive at the Old Jenkins Place.
Yes?
This is Norval Dernquist, and I'm his faithful assistant, Haploid. We're looking for...
Oh, you must be looking for Marge. Well, young fellas, she's not here. You want the other old Jenkins place.
Hmm.
Where's that?
Long Beach.
Oh.
Well, kids, it looks like plenty of trouble ahead for Norval and Haploid. Will Norval find Marge in time to save her from the clutches of evil? Is old man Jenkins wise to his plan? Will Vinny the Geek find a career in professional wrestling? Tune in next week and find out when once again it's time for the next exciting episode in the adventures of Norval Dernquist, All-American Hero!
Hi, I'm Buffalo John Fangman, star of the Buffalo John Fangman Trio, here with Earl C. Festoon. And a few years back, my wife and I, wrote a little folk tune that certainly hope that we enjoy as much as you do out there presenting it. It goes like this. It's mighty lonely on the prairie when there ain't nobody there but you. But it's a whole heap lots more lonesomer when you ain't even there yourself.
What?
Let's go back to your childhood.
They'll get better, can't you see me? I wanna talk to you. Can't you see me here? I wanna talk to you.
There. Just reminding everyone that the next band is at 78 RPM, so kindly get up and change your turntable to 78. Thank you.
And now,
emanating from the Sea Caucus Lounge of the fabulous Fandango Hotel in Weehawken, New Jersey, we proudly present the celestial melodies of Lou Waxman and his orchestra, who ask the age-old musical question.
I would love to love you like I love to do. I'm told I can do nothing, it's true. You can only be to me what I used to be. Since I've been me lately, I find you hard to see. You're like heaven to me, driving me mad. Only I know how I can. With no one to look up to, when with you I look up to, and I be without you, I am a plain loon.
Belt in the United States, and I might add I don't mind taking a little belt of corn myself once in a while. We are standing in Chippatoochee County, Kansas, in the middle of Farmer Brown's cornfield. We are speaking to a person of great importance to our national welfare, Farmer Brown's Scarecrow. Tell me, Scarecrow, what is your name?
My name is Henry.
Henry, and how long have you been out here in the cornfield, Henry?
Oh, for about 2-3 years. I don't know, it's very cloudy in my memory.
I see. Now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are wondering, what is it like to be out here in the middle of a cornfield?
Well, it's not very exciting. It's not the kind of thing you'd want to do every day, you know. But, I just sort of hang around and do my own thing, as they say.
Oh, I see.
Watch, here comes the crow now. Watch it.
Boo! Hey, that's very entertaining. I see you do a wonderful job keeping the crows away from the corn. Now, you seem to be a very stuffy person. Could you elaborate on this a little bit?
Well, I've been stuffed. So you see, Farmer Brown, that old codger over there, well, he used to be a taxidermist, and you see, he was stuffing these animals, and he couldn't get them to stand still long enough for him to stuff them. And that's sort of how I got stuffed.
I see. That's pretty corny, if you ask me. Oh, would you care for a cigarette?
Certainly.
Oh, my goodness. Look down. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
I see.
Hey, would you kick me in the leg there? Ow. Well, uh-oh. Well, it's too late. What?
And so ends our interview with Henry the Scarecrow, Farmer Brown the Scarecrow, in Chippatoochee County, Kansas, and now back to our studios in Los Angeles. Thank you.
I'm walking to a farm to grow wheat. I'm walking to a farm to grow wheat. The sky is blue, the sun is yellow. Walking to a farm to grow wheat. The duck is white, the pond is gray. I'm walking to a farm to grow wheat. My plow is made of wood, the black earth is soft. I'm walking to a farm to grow wheat. The share is teak, the handle ash. My plow is made of wood, the black earth is soft. The duck is white, the pond is gray, the sky is blue, the sun is yellow. I'm walking to a farm to grow wheat. The sun is yellow to grow wheat. Yeah.
Over the state line yet?
Yeah, we're into Missouri now.
Mm. Antelope
Where
Freeway,
are
117 miles.
From Kenosha?
Yeah,
but pick up.
Got that spinach back in Kenosha.
Cool truck load of spinach. Yeah. Any beer left?
Yeah, a little bit in this can. Mm. You don't mind if I turn the radio on, do you?
No, why don't you? Some country music.
See if we can get some music here. Gotta turn it on.
Hey, I speak my mind, and when I do, it ain't a game of some kind.
I'll change it.
Fever. Rabies. Mm. Rheumatic fever. Ringworm of the scalp and body.
Medical program.
Scabies. Schistosomiasis. Smallpox.
Was gated by the El Monte Police Department today in El Monte. 4 pounds of marijuana, 7 vials of Astroflash, estimated on the black market at $433,117,479,483.7430.
83,411,973,44.
Night Serenade. Presenting the world's greatest orchestras as performing one of world's best loved compositions.
What the hell?
That's more than a lot.
And tell them the time will be 7 minutes.
What?
I couldn't have but
he said only one thing. He said, "This is very good for to give me. But why have they given it me in a claret glass?" And I didn't know the answer.
$12 value for only $1.98. Huh? Send no money. Just your name and address to Dope. That's D-O-W-P. What? Or me, Emperor J.
Asheville, Tennessee.
Again? This happened more than 40 years ago. Why won't this nightmare just go away already? Yep, and here I am, alone and predictably locked out of the control room again, too. You know, Bob, this just isn't fair. I've paid my $35, more than once, by the way, and I've been bad. I even tithe once in a while, and yet you keep forcing me to relive this episode. All I wanted was to fill Susie's slot for an hour with nice, family-friendly fare, and you gotta go and make me sit in the barrel again. It's not fair, I tell you. It's just not fair.
Think we ought to wake him up?
Why ruin a good thing?
He looks so happy there, sobbing in his sleep. Nah, let's let him twist a little longer.
Oh, but even I can't listen to this skipping record anymore. Evil Susie, if we don't wake him up pretty soon, then I'm going to have an earworm from this nightmare, damn it.
As if. I'm sure your nightmares are a lot more entertaining than this sense. Oh, all right. Interesting skip, though. Vinyl.
What? Hey, what are you trying to do, man? You ruined my Susie. And evil Susie. How did you get into my dream? Have you come to rescue me?
Not likely.
Oh, yes, likely.
Evil Susie, this is our friend, Reverend Louie.
Aw,
is this another one of your favorites that somehow never gets into the kill pile?
Come on.
Oh, man.
He's one of the good ones. We gotta tell him.
What? They left his front door unlocked again and we just walked in?
No. About how the con implants this kind of horrible memory into all aspiring young radio personalities.
Oh, yeah.
It's how they used to weed out people like me.
They do?
Yeah, they did. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah, once people like Flues here found Bob, there's no keeping him out. Ah, but how she got in here in the first place, I still can't figure out.
Well, unlike you, I have talents beyond just smacking people in the head with a frying pan like some...
Yeah?
You know. Some... pony that can only turn one trick.
Well, not as long as I'm around, it doesn't.
Don't listen to her, Louie Louie.
But she has the frying pan.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Yeah, maybe she does, Louie Louie, but the point is you have slack. Real slack.
With the help of Evil Susie's frying pan and Bob.
Mostly the frying pan. We've come to exorcise this evil dream from your poor suffering soul.
Now, good a time as any.
Ow!
That's therapy.
Yeah, the tingle means it's working.
Bye-bye, Louie Louie.
Yeah, good luck with your showbiz career.
You know she meant that in a good way.
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on.
Bye, Susie. Bye, evil Susie. Thanks for rescuing me. Thanks for reminding me that slack conquers all. Thanks for, who am I talking to? There's nobody here but me. Was that a dream too? What's this? Wow, it was real. Susie left me a pair of her good luck pasties. Oh, if I wasn't a special person before, I am special now. Thank you, Susie. I'm cured. Oops, and I'm almost out of time. This hour just sort of flew by after all. Well, let's get this last episode of Normal Dernquist out of the way.
Hello, All American Lizard Secret Hotline. How may I direct your call?
Hey, Norval, it's me, Louie Louie. It's time to play episode 3.
Oh, I was afraid this day would come. Do we have to?
Norval, come on, we've talked about this. Yes, it's the only way.
Oh, all right. Here.
Yes, kids, it's time once more for another episode of the exciting adventures of All-American hero Norval Dernquist. Friend of the friendless, hope of the hopeless, help of the helpless. Join us as we follow Norval Dernquist, All-American hero!
Take that corner so fast.
Let's take that with a little more accent on the Norval and a little faster, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, Norval, don't take that corner so fast. The door's loose.
Ah! Huh?
Well, Norval's really in the soup this time. Where will Haploid stop in his mad slide down the highway of life? Will Norval grab the steering wheel in time? Whatever became of Store Clerk Marge? Join us next week as we pursue the answers to these questions and a few others. Join us when, once again, it's time for the adventures of Norval Dernquist, All-American Hero!
Okay, are you happy now?
You have no idea. Thanks.
Thank you for bearing with me through that quagmire of memories. Those have been fermenting in my brain for a very long time, so I must give a very special thank you to Susie the Floozy, who let me play with her slot this evening while she wasn't using it. Putting this show together was like reliving all the good parts of my youthful broadcasting days, and it gave me the opportunity to finally exercise that skipping record nightmare. A true event, by the way, that I have relived with variations with and without pants, more than occasionally ever since. Dreams can be so cruel. But thanks to tonight's special intervention from Susie the Floozy and Evil Susie, I know that I am now free to board the pleasure saucers with one less carry-on. Heard on tonight's program, in order of appearance, were Gene Autry, Arbogast and Ross, The Firesign Theater, me with my background singer Jake DeBoyd, Van Dyke Parks, The Congress of Wonders, Submedia, The Bonzo Dog Band, The Easy Star All-Stars, Alan and Greer, The Flaming Pits, The Climax Golden Twins, Chris Opperman, Gary Owens, Moby Grape with Arthur Godfrey, Ivor Cutler, Howard Roberts, oh, the average white band, Cheech and Chong, The Portsmouth Sinfonia, Bart, and Iron Butterfly. The cast of Norval Dernquist's All-American Lizard Show included me, Johnny Quick, Bobo and Tiny, Prez and Vice Prez, respectively, of the Emeralds, the only nonviolent New York street gang ever based in Los Angeles. If there are any leftover members of the Emeralds out there tonight, living or dead, then...
Hey, I'm an Emerald. What are you going to do about it?
Hey, there's not a whole lot...
I mean, there's not a whole lot I can do.
You got that right.
The two Andrews, Andrew and Andrew, my invaluable Segway consultant, Specs, and with special help from a very magical bamboo bong brought in one night by a couple of very generous hitchhikers that had just arrived from Pacific Grove, I sort of can't remember the names of the probably dozens of other people that contributed regularly to the show, but I'm pretty sure I haven't forgotten you. Special thanks to Marvin and Phil, the management that for some crazy reason believed that giving 6 hours every Thursday night to a bunch of teenagers was a good idea. It was. I'm grateful. And finally, my thanks to Bob for joining us all together in Slack and reminding us that we should never lose our sense of humor because, as stated in rule number 4, we never know when we may need it. For more information about Bob or the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to Bob, P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. But it's really easier to just visit subgenius.com. This is the Reverend Louie Louie, and oh baby, me gotta go now. This has been another fine mess from the J. Skyer Foundation in cooperation with Louie Louie Labs and the famous G&J Non Sequitur Kitchens.
Doors close in 5 seconds.
Susie, kiss your fans goodnight for me, will you please?
Well, I'll be glad to help you out, Louie Louie, after you've helped me out. And I'm so happy you finally got that last chapter of Norval Dernquist off your plate and off your poor, tortured mind. Yes, Seekers, that was Reverend Louie Louie's contribution to FROP, the Funhouse Radio Outreach Project. And what other wonders await us from the other Froppeteers? Hey, I'll be finding out along with you, Seekers. And I shudder to think of some of them. But as I do with all the episodes of the Funhouse, I'll be posting the new, should-have-been-long-lost last episode of Norval Dernquist up on the Bob Slacktime Funhouse pages of RadioForAll.net. That's radio, the numeral 4.net under B for Bob. And from Reverend Louie Louie and me, good night, Seekers.